Going back 1,000 years to the Hohokam Indians, the Valley's economic roots are in agriculture. But post-World War II, a large portion of the Valley's economy and people's careers were built on people whose careers had come to a close. Retirees. We're a town that's touted a ton of the blue-tinted. Actually, older folks don't have blue hair anymore, right? You know, 80's the new 50. But what's really disturbing when it comes to numbers changing places is a list that ranks the best places to retire, moving Phoenix from its top 20 to its bottom 20. Out of the 150 metro areas that U.S. News and World Report considered as a place Americans would want to retire, Phoenix is now number 140, down from 59 last year and 17 the year before. And guess what's at least partly to blame? Our rising real estate. The report gave the Phoenix metro area a score of less than 6.5 out of 10 for housing affordability. Ouch. As much as I would love driving behind fewer people who are doing 20 miles an hour under the speed limit, we still need retirees to fuel a good chunk of our economy. So I hope this list doesn't sway too many people, especially when you consider the list is biased towards the East Coast. Yeah, it overwhelmingly favored eastern metro areas, and especially Florida, where Sarasota, Naples, Daytona Beach, and Melbourne comprise the top four, followed by Lancaster, Pennsylvania. For those considering this list, I say enjoy sweating in places you didn't even know you had places in Florida, or lean into that brisk Lancaster, Pennsylvania winter. At least slow-driving retirees will feel young again there, honking at Amish horse and buggies to speed it up!